Hey, it's Dr. Dave, and today I am going to be sharing with you five habits that will change your life. Stick with me.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Today only, I'm going to be sharing with you five habits that will totally change your life. This is episode 86 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It used to be called Slice Your Age, but more recently, we're called the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It just makes sense. It's all about lifestyle, keeping you stronger, thinner, healthier, and definitely happier. And by the way, I will tell you, if you found me on Facebook and you're watching the video right now, the video of this podcast, great. Thanks so much. Welcome. I would like to let you know that every single week, every single Monday, a brand new episode is released on DavidMatto.com. DavidMatto.com. That's DavidMatow. And not only that, you can go back and listen to the entire library of podcast episodes that we have, the David Matto Lifestyle Show. So there's just so much information there to help you live your absolute best life ever. That's my goal, is to help you. So thanks for being with me today. And today I really am going to share with you the five habits that are going to change your life forever. You need to know these five things. You need to be doing these five things. And I will tell you something. These five things are things that I've been doing every single day for quite some time now. So are you ready to dive into them? Or you want me to talk about something first? Or you just want me to get right into them? I think you want me to get right into them. So let's do that. They're not in any particular order. And you can stop me if you have a question. Well, maybe you can't because it's a video or it's an audio podcast. You probably can't stop me, but you're always free to email me or Facebook message me if you have a question. I am simply David Matto on Facebook, DavidMadow, right there on Facebook for you. Number one is you've got to eat. You've got to eat right. What you put into your body is really, really important for your health, your well-being, your psyche, a lot. It's really important. And unfortunately, too many of us, and I'm totally in this category, in the past for sure, have put junk into our bodies. And when I say junk, I mean stuff that our bodies just can't really utilize to maintain health and keep us healthy. Processed foods, horrible. They're going to cause disease. Sugar, oils. I'm going to go as far as even saying, don't kill the messenger right here, but even animal products. I've learned over the years, and I used to be a meat eater. I used to eat meat and fish and eggs and dairy. I used to do that, but I found out that it's not the best for many reasons. So number one, eating, you've got to make sure you're fueling your body with the absolute highest quality nutritious foods. And generally what that means is a whole food plant-based diet. It's funny. I don't know why, but one of the most common questions I'm asked right now these days is, so Dave, where do you get your protein? And the reason I think it's funny is because why all of a sudden, I mean, for 50 plus years, 50 some years, I don't think one person ever asked me in my life where I get my protein. Nobody was concerned. Nobody cared where I got my protein until I became plant-based. Now everybody cares where I get my protein. Why is that? I don't get that. Why is everybody so concerned about where I get my protein? I mean, I get my protein from plants. I get my protein the same place cows and horses get their protein from plants. And by the way, have you ever seen their muscles? Have you ever seen the muscles on a cow or on a horse? They're pretty darn big. They've got muscles. They got big muscles. They get their protein from plants, and that's where I get my protein from right now. So if you're concerned, if you're one of those many people that, Dave, where do you get your protein? I get it from plants. Going plant-based is by far one of the best things I've ever done in my life. And I'm not going to harp on it on this show today because I've talked to you about it so many times, but it's definitely one of the five habits that you will need to incorporate into your life to achieve optimal health. I do believe that. So eating right is really important. And while we're talking about eating, just real quickly about drinking, because it goes into the same category. It's things you're putting into your mouth, into your body. Water is the best. Water is the best drink. I see too many people, again, it's so common. Everybody's drinking soda and Snapple and coffee and iced tea and alcohol. Water is the best, absolutely the best. I definitely drink some chamomile tea. And as far as I love juicing in the morning with, by the way, all my produce is always organic. So everything, time I say something like celery or kale, it's always organic. You could just take that for granted, that's organic. Juicing in the morning with celery, beets, carrots, it could be spinach or some kind of green leafy vegetable. I usually throw an apple in just for a little bit of sweetness, and ginger. That's my favorite juice in the morning. I put it into my Breville juicer, and wow, it is just drinking pure health. And I also use my NutriBullet. And what I do is I mix up, also these days I mix up, I'll tell you what's in there. Strawberries, apples, almonds, leafy green vegetables. I throw in some almond butter. That's fun. Flaxseed, some almond milk. What else? Today I threw in a kiwi, maybe a little bit of blackberry. What else? Just mix all that stuff up in a NutriBullet. You're drinking pure health, baby. That is really, really good stuff. So that's number one. Again, I'm going to go kind of quickly through these, but what you put into your body is crucial, crucial, crucial. Get rid of the junk, go with whole foods, plant-based, and you're going to see, you will see a tremendous difference in a short amount of time. When I say tremendous difference, your energy level, the way you look and feel, your skin, your weight. I do not count calories anymore because I eat when I'm hungry. I eat whole foods, plant-based, and guess what? I don't gain weight. I'm in my optimum weight because somehow your body just neutralizes itself when you're eating really healthy. When you're eating processed foods and drinking Diet Cokes, out of whack, totally out of whack, and believe me, you're going to gain weight. Take my word for it. You will not be at your optimal weight. I guarantee it. The second habit that you must do to change your life is to move your body. So it does not have to be anything extravagant. You've got to be moving though. You see behind me, I've got a treadmill back there. But I usually don't use my treadmill. I like to prefer to go outside, but I've got a buddy of mine that has a saying. He says, like, you're never too old to leave the playground. So it doesn't really matter what you do. I mean, I think walking is great exercise, but if you go to a playground and you swing on some monkey bars, or you get on a bicycle, or you go out for a nice walk, it's endless what you do. I mean, you know what I like to do. I've told you a million. I mean, I run races. I backpacking, putting a 40-pound back on your back and traveling with it for 3 days is the ultimate in exercise. It's great. It's fantastic. I ski. I do some climbing here and there. I work out in my home gym. As a matter of fact, let's see. I've got And anytime you could just do, and if you're on a conference call in your office, or you're doing on the phone and you got like a little weight and you just do things like this. I mean, it's moving your body. You've got to keep your body moved. Now, you don't have to do it every single day. You know, when I first started teaching this, I said, you've got to do it every day, but you really don't. You got to maintain a baseline of physical activity. You definitely have to move your body. And another thing is that when I park my car, I park it way, way, way far away from the shopping area, from in a shopping mall or grocery store. I always park wherever I am, I park way far away. It does two things. My car has no nicks on it. I got a very old car, which looks like it's brand new, just came off the showroom floor. And I get exercise every time I park my car far away. I never take elevators unless I'm going up 10, 15, 20 flights, but I'm going up 6, 7 flights in a hotel. I'll walk, I'll run up steps. I'll never stand still on an escalator. I will always, always run up the steps or run down the steps on an escalator. I'll push people out of the way if I have to. But moving your body is really important. I like doing in my home. I like doing squats. I like doing push-ups, pull-ups. I got a little pull-up bar on my closet door. It's endless. Figure out what you like to do and just keep doing it and vary it as much as you can. Right now, I'm training to back on the unicycle. I got a unicycle a couple of years ago. I was getting decent at it, but then I laid off of it for a year or two, year and a half. But I'm trying to work on it again now. It's not easy riding a unicycle. Let me tell you, it's very, very difficult, and you got to have a pretty strong core, and you need really good balance. But that's another thing I'm working on. Never leave the playground. Be out, no matter how old you are. Get out there and do something fun and get yourself some exercise. Do it as often as you can. Again, it does not have to be every single day, but do it as often as you can. That was number two. Number three, let's see what we have here. Number three, one of my favorites. These are all my favorites. I do these every day. I incorporate these into my life as much as I possibly can. Number three is meditate. I've talked to you about it before. If you've listened, watched before. So I'll give you like a little brief overview on what I think about meditation. It is one of the most powerful things that you can do. One of the most powerful. When you sit still in a room that's reasonably quiet and you just concentrate on your breathing, slow breathing through your nose, in, out, in, out. And the only thing you're really trying to concentrate on is just that in-out breathing. And you could be even saying to yourself, just what I just did, as you're breathing in, you're saying to yourself, in. And as you're breathing out, saying to yourself, out. Doing it slowly. Having a nice pause in between breaths. Let me tell you one thing. First of all, it's free. If you do that for 15 minutes a day. Back up. If you do it for 10 minutes a day, start with 10, start with 5, you will see tremendous differences in your life. You really will. I can't explain how it works. I can't explain it. By the way, when you do it, put your phone on do not disturb, not only even vibrate. These days I put my phone on the do not disturb function, so it doesn't even vibrate if something comes in. I don't hear it, I don't know about it. It's the greatest. I'm using do not disturb all the time, by the way. Meditation will keep you young. It'll keep you calm. It will keep you healthy. It will keep you even. I can't on this episode even tell you all of the benefits of meditation. I've got a double page list of the benefits. I could read it to you one day. You could look it up online if you want. It's unbelievable. Try it. I promise you, you won't go wrong. Try to meditate. Take my word for it. Number four, this is a big one. It's one, again, I've talked to you about all these before different times, but I'm putting all five together now. Forgiveness. If you're holding in any anger, if you're holding a grudge, if there's somebody you hate, somebody cuts you off in traffic, let it go. Let it go. You want me to say it one more time? Let it go. I've been there. I've been pissed at people. I've been angry. Doesn't work. Doesn't do you or me any good. Trust me on this. Just trust me. I'm not going to even explain it any deeper than this. Trust me. Give it a chance. Let it go. You got to trust me. I swear. Number five. Perhaps the most important. I don't want to say any of them the most important. They're all crucial. They're all really important. Number five is about your happiness. I'll ask you a question right now. Be totally honest with yourself. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you really happy? Are you living your life the way you want to live it? Or is there a little voice inside your head or in your gut or in your heart saying to you often, something's just not right here. Something's just not right. Whether it's a relationship, a job, or anything, doesn't matter what it is. If it's something that you're about to buy and you feel it's just not right, something doesn't feel right, trust your gut. Trust it. You are the only one that knows if you're happy or not. I talked to several people over the last couple weeks because I did a whole episode on, I think it was forgiveness and happiness. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something to do with that. Several people contacted me and thanked me very much. And when I said, well, you're welcome, but what did I do for you? I said, I knew I was in something that wasn't right, and you're the one that helped me get out of it. So you know right now, you know if you're happy. You know if that job is just not the right job for you. You know it. Whether you choose to change things, that's a different story, but you know it. You know if that relationship is not the right relationship, and you know it's not going to get better. If you know that, then it's up to you. I can't come to your house. I can't come to where you are and make you get out of it. But you right now know the truth. So all I'm going to say to you is act on the truth. Act on what you feel, how you feel. Do the right thing. Do the thing that's best for you. Live the life that you dream about and you can achieve, but sometimes you're just afraid as to what might be on the other side. So you stick with the thing that's more comfortable. I used to do that. Oh, you're looking at somebody that did it for a long time, for a long time, in many aspects of my life. I just stayed in what I thought was easy and comfortable. But it can't last. It can last physically, like you can stay in that job or relationship, but something's going to blow up inside of you. A health problem, some other kind of problem, something's going to happen. I'm asking you just to, after you watch this show or listen to it, I'm asking you to take some time, take some of your own time, take in a room, in a quiet room, and just think about what you can do to change your life, to make it better, to make yourself happier. You know the answer. See, I'm kind of the guiding force. I'm the one that's getting you to start thinking about these things, but you are the one that knows the answer. You do. So think about it and let's take that step. Let's become happier. I've done it. Is my life perfect? I'm a human being. I've got things going on just like anybody else does, just like you do. But I will tell you, I'm happy because I made decisions in my life to become happier and live the life that I want to live. That's why I'm doing this right now, because I've been there and done that, and I know for sure I can help you. Those are my five. Please watch this again or listen to it again. Those are the five things you need to be doing. All five, not just four, all five. And I'll see you next week. I'm Dr. Dave. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.